You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
You may have heard in the previous news updates and on the National Pulse that the Airports Company of South Africa had some technical issues today with OR Tambo and refueling, and we thought we'd take a look at that and see if there is a bigger problem there or if it was just a once-off kind of event. I'm joined on the line by aviation specialist Lyndon Burns to take a look at this and see if we can make sense of it. Good evening, Lyndon. Lovely to catch up with you. Today's issues were chalked down, according to the Airports Company of South Africa, to a failure of a shaft that resulted in fuel not coming through the way it should and those sorts of technical things. Going into a period like December, is this something that you should be planning for? Is this something that you as a company or even as a business can anticipate?
Hi, good evening, Jimmy, and everyone who's listening. Look, this is a critical piece of aviation infrastructure, the airport and the fuel supply system. Just to give you some idea here, OR Tambo handles about 290, that's close to 300 flights departing a day and a similar number of arrivals. And all of those flights have at some stage got to be refueled. And at the moment, what happens is you've got one fuel depot, storage depot, adjacent to the airport, and there's a major fuel line that runs from that depot into the underground beneath the apron. That's the parking area where the aircraft will park. And then it's divided up into individual lines, which feed up to hydrants, which are embedded in the tarmac. And when aircraft need to be refueled, the truck comes along, puts a pipe into the one end of the hydrant, the other end into the aircraft. Now, when your main fuel line is blocked because of a mechanical breakdown of a valve, that's serious stuff because it cripples the entire operation. And yes, you're quite right to ask, should this be something that requires care and attention? Yes, but not just because we're going to the summer peak, but every day, frankly. As I said right at the outset, this is a critical piece of infrastructure, not just for aviation, but for our entire economy and for the entire economy of the sub-region. When you think about the amount of value that is represented both in terms of the number of people and the type of people who are traveling and why they are traveling through the airport, as well as the amount of goods that get carried by air cargo that are dependent on efficient air services. And if you just think about some of those kind of typical items that would be perishable items that need to be maintained in temperature controlled environments, like pharmaceuticals, for example, or perishable goods. There's a huge impact across the economy. It's not just about the immediate inconvenience to travelers. You can try and make that up, and the airlines are obviously scrambling as fast as they can to do that, and I don't think it's not that anyone wants to go and lob hand grenades at AXA. I think they're painfully aware of the situation that this has caused, and I know there are very good people there that are trying their hardest to get the situation resolved. Initially, we thought it was going to be even longer. They initially told us it was going to be up to 8 hours to find a fix, but they found a temporary fix which allowed fuel to start flowing again and has allowed them to start getting aircraft out of the airport, and by freeing up the parking spaces for aircraft that have now been refueled, other aircraft which have landed in the meantime can now be moved and refueled, and we can start restoring some sort of semblance of normality. But it's going to go on until late this evening, I suspect, and I know there are some flights that will have been cancelled, many that would have been consolidated. At one point a couple of hours ago, the average delay was about 4 hours.
So it certainly does create a bit of an issue, especially when we look at the delays that it causes. But also, I think what you mentioned quite importantly around the bigger impact that it then has on the economy, on all of the other moving parts in the value chain that are obviously going to be affected by these delays. Lyndon, when we look at things like the recent SAA strike and we look at the conversations that have been happening in court papers around the state of AXA from a liquidation liquidity and a solvency perspective, Do you think that these sorts of factors contribute towards things like regular maintenance and ongoing maintenance? Or is it one of those things where this can happen to anyone at any time and it's just about getting on top of it as soon as possible?
So I think there's two, maybe even three sides to that particular coin. On one hand, yes, you know, mechanical breakdowns happen. You know, we're dealing with equipment, it's fallible, but there should be a redundancy built into the system. This isn't the first time this has happened. This happened 2 years ago, almost to the day. And there was an assurance given at the time that there would be a bypass secondary redundant line installed, which doesn't appear to have actually happened yet. At the same time, you know, airlines and passengers have every right to be grumpy and disgruntled and frustrated and upset because we pay a user charge, a statutory user charge to AXA for every flight. Every passenger pays an airport service charge. Every airline pays an airport charge for landing, for parking. We pay fees for refueling. We pay all these things as an industry. And one would expect, therefore, to be good, not just a prompt response when something breaks down, but regular inspections, checks, and maintenance.
Lyndon, you mentioned something quite interesting, that this happened 2 years ago, almost to the day. So this is a problem we have previously experienced, and you've already touched on how expensive this can be if not dealt with. How then do we plan for it going forward? I mean, we can't simply say, oh, we've resolved it, oh, we've put in a temporary fix. We also can't afford to shut down an airport like OR Tambo.
No, we can't. And so, you know, it really needs AXA and, you know, whoever else needs to get involved in the approval and expediting that installation of the backup, the secondary bypass, to really get on with it. You know, the information I had was that there was a delay because of, you know, people needing to follow the proper process for the procurement and the awarding of any contract to do that, which is all very, very well and good and important that we do that and that proper governance is followed. But at some point, and this is always a problem and a challenge when it comes to government procurements, is that they seem to run into endless red tape and long delays. And with something like this, you know, frankly, I think, you know, Minister Creasy would do well to perhaps intervene and say, look, you know, just get on with this. Let's, you know, make a move if we can find a way of both not short-circuiting, but fast-tracking the process and still making sure that there's no corruption or anything, you know, that the Auditor General might be concerned about. But for goodness sake, get on with it. You know, 2 years is way too long.
That sounds like there are certain powers bestowed upon the minister to be able to resolve these sorts of things. And I think something like this would be a matter of national interest to which you would be able to circumvent certain processes for the greater good. But we'll have to leave the conversation there, Lyndon. Thank you so much for the time and for the insights. Lyndon Burns, aviation expert on the developments out of OR Tambo and the Airports Company of South Africa on the refueling issue that we saw take place today and whether or not it will likely have a big problem.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.